get our view from the middle, our Wednesday leadoff guy. Find all he does for USA Today online, usatoday.com, or pick up a copy at your local convenience store. Follow on Twitter. The handle is at George Schroeder. George, good Wednesday to you. Season's greetings. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So did you view the Bob Stoops press conference, or were you able to make it there? I don't know the proximity between the town where you live and Norman.
I attended it. So actually, yeah, I attended the press conference, which was, you know, basically Oklahoma let everybody know, you know, earlier in the day that, hey, after practice, Bob Stoops will have a media availability. And yes, he certainly intends to, understands that the topic and the only topic will not be the Sugar Bowl, will not be how are the red shirts playing with the extra bowl practices and all that kind of stuff that you normally get at these, but it will be the Joe Mixon situation, which obviously sprouted anew after the release of the video last Friday by Mixon's attorneys.
Yeah, well, obviously this is what you would call fresh news, because a lot of people, well, people not like me who have lives and are going about their business, haven't had the time to check it out. I haven't seen it live. I saw some of what you said on Twitter. I saw a lot of the reaction right now. And yeah. I don't know, to say people are not accepting a lot of what Bob Stoops is saying about what he would have done, and he wished the video was released immediately. There seems to be a lack of belief or credibility, I guess, from the top. You were there. What's your read on what he had to say?
Well, first of all, I don't think you can distill it in tweets. That's the one thing about these deals,
right,
especially
right.
if it's a controversial situation. Look, I think I'm on record as leaving. They should have cut Joe Mixon loose and said, "Hey, look, you're dismissed. We're not going to have you." In 2014, when it happened,
right?
It happened in July 2014 before he'd actually taken a class at Oklahoma. I'll take that back. He might have been in summer school, but he was a freshman, you know, there for the summer or there early. And I think they should have let him go, but Bob Stoops and Joe Castiglione, the athletic director, and David Boren, the school president, went and viewed the video and then decided that they would suspend him from all team activities for a year. And that if he did everything the way they told him he had to do things, he had some anger counseling, some other things, that they would then reinstate him. So people have been calling it a redshirt season. It was not actually that. I mean, he didn't lose a year of eligibility, but he wasn't practicing with the team. He wasn't eating with the team. He wasn't meeting with the team. He wasn't, you know, doing weightlifting with the team, those kinds of things. The other thing they did was they immediately released him if he wanted to transfer to any place he wanted to go. So they released him from his letter of intent or whatever. And I'm on record as having said at the time, they should have dismissed him from the team and said, "You're not going to play for Oklahoma ever again. You can go do whatever you want, and, you know, release to transfer, whatever, but you're not playing for us." That said, they didn't, and they'll have to live with that decision. But at the time, that was criticized some, and other people thought, well, it's an interesting punishment. I don't know if it's enough or whatever, and some people thought it was enough. A couple weeks after that, the Ray Rice video came out. And I think at that point, things began to change in terms of how we view stuff. A couple of years after that, John Canzano wrote the story of Brenda Tracy with the Oregon State, you know, having been raped by Oregon State players,
right,
20 years ago or whatever it was. And that just sort of the world of violence by college athletes, especially toward women, really changed. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't have been taken more seriously then. I'm saying it clearly has been, it's changed in what punishments are viewed as acceptable now. And so I thought Bob Stoops tried to make that point today. I don't know that he made it incredibly well, but he was trying to make that point. And I don't, you know what, even if he made it incredibly well, at this point, there are very few people that are going to believe in on that. And that's the bet you made when you decided to, when you saw that video, they saw that video and decided to suspend him for a year rather than dismissing him. And so I'm kind of rambling on and on and on here.
No, I get it. And we're also just digesting this.
He's a five-star running back. They thought he was going to be special. As it turns out, he really is really good. He's as good as they thought he was going to be. So that certainly played a role in the whole Father Flanagan thing. But I also do think that coaches all have a bit of the Father Flanagan in them, where they think, here's an 18-year-old, it was actually his 18th birthday, who doesn't have any prior history of issues, who made a horrible, horrendous, terrible decision, and while there should be consequences, it doesn't mean that he can't work his way back to being redeemed. And you know what? Had he been the 15th or 16th guy in a 25-man recruiting class, I'm not sure they'd have said that, but they might have. And so, but the deal is this. This is going to attend Bob Stoops, sort of the legacy of Bob Stoops for a long, long time, and maybe forever at this point. And that's the way it's going to be. So, and you know, how would you argue against it? I don't think you can.
No, another interesting point that was brought up by one of the women on ESPN, she said if you look at the timestamp of the video, and as Bob Stoops and the AD and the president, David Boren, were viewing it, was the day we all learned about the existence and got to see the Ray Rice video. So doesn't it strike you, or I guess it certainly strikes me as odd, that they couldn't really believe, with video evidence existing, that this could be kept in the dark forever. So they knew eventually they were going to have to pay the piper. Does it seem a little odd, knowing eventually this would all come out and everybody was going to see this, that it didn't alter their path as to how they punished Mixon?
Yeah, maybe. Listen, they thought the video was coming out, and they thought it was coming out in short order, which makes their decision even more inexplicable in my mind. But again, keep in mind that, as you said, the Ray Rice video had not come out yet. We hadn't seen the visceral and quick and viral reaction that got, right?
Right.
So they had no idea. So I believe them. They thought, because the record was an open record under Oklahoma law, and that's a whole separate issue of how the city of Norman has fought, not because of Oklahoma, but has fought because they were worried about being sued by Amanda Molitor, the young lady. That they fought it all the way to the Oklahoma Supreme Court before finally they're going to have to release it in a couple, 3 weeks. And by the way, side note, the video that we've all seen was released by Mixon's attorneys as they're trying to mitigate some damage, I'm sure. But they thought it would be released, the Oklahoma officials did, in short order, because they thought it was a public record, an open record, you know. And so they clearly had no idea what the impact would be had it been seen. I'm of the opinion that it would have been the kind of impact we see right now, where, you know, they are in the middle of a big firestorm, and should be, frankly. But I don't think that anybody anywhere knew what kind of an impact it would have until after you've seen how the Ray Rice video went. And then at that point, you're probably like, oh, when people see this is going to be really bad. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Final thought on this, and pure speculation. Is there any way this puts Bob Stoops' job in jeopardy at Oklahoma?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, if it did, it should also probably put Athletic Director Joe Castiglione and President David Boren on the hook. I think it remains to be seen what sort of political capital they lose within sort of the Oklahoma structure, meaning, you know, for Oklahoma's Board of Regents, this would have been the first time any of them had seen the video when it came out on Friday, right, and over the weekend. You know, and, you know, to me, I think that it definitely damages those three guys in that way. I don't know how much, but I don't think there's any danger of any of the three of them losing their job over it.
I mean,
you know, they did punish him. They suspended him for a year from,
right,
all team activities. He wasn't on the team. So,
yeah, it's important. George, it's also important that you brought that up, because a lot of people are saying, well, he in essence redshirted. Well, redshirts work out with the scout team. They're part of the
team.
Right,
they practice every day. They're part of the team. Listen, did it function as a redshirt season in that he didn't lose a year of eligibility? Absolutely. But to say it was just a redshirt, when, by the way, that's not a kid you're going to redshirt. He would have played
immediately
all the time, right?
Sure.
But to say it was just a redshirt is to minimize the fact that he was not on the team, didn't practice, didn't meet with the team, didn't eat with the team, didn't weightlift with the team, didn't have any of those team activities. I mean, he was not on the team.
I got
it. So, now, I mean, But yeah, it's easy just to say it was only a red shirt. I mean, you can say that. And look, I think the punishment was insufficient. And I had not seen the video. I'd only read descriptions of it, which were accurate, by the way, from the media that was able to see it. And I just felt like, you know, you don't punch a woman, break her face in four places, you know, even if it's a terrible, horrible, I just snapped mistake and that's not really who you are. The consequences need to be more than that. But it certainly could be argued that being kicked off the team for that first season was, you know, people could argue that that was a sufficient punishment. Again, I think it was insufficient, but you know, it's at least debatable.
Well, people are arguing that, but all right, I think that, and obviously for folks, you can just go and check George's stories from back then, and you were pretty adamant about that, so no issue there. But the other huge story this week that just got put on the back burner, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette won't play in the bowl game, another back from Baylor, Shaq Linwood. Beyond the specifics of those cases, you followed this game for a long time, me longer. Can we at least say this is like, seems like it's pretty new, and that's maybe why this is causing such a dust up?
Can you ask that one more time and cut out? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. When it comes to McCaffrey, Fournette, and yeah. And also the back from Baylor, Linwood.
Well, see, the fact that you don't, yeah. I mean, he's a whole different class of this deal. The first two guys are no doubt NFL players and probable, you know, latter, you know, at the worst, latter part of the first round guys.
Right.
Shaq Linwood, I don't know where he's going to get drafted. I mean, Baylor's leading rusher, but not in the same caliber talent-wise of those guys. And also, by the way, his declaration is a little bit different in that over the second half of the season, he had gotten suspended for attitudinal issues. He wasn't getting as many carries, all sorts of stuff like that. So, you know, for him to leave is going to be seen as way different by the NFL guys, even before they start considering the difference in talent, than for Fournette and McCaffrey to decide to leave early. But I think your question is it a trend and is it something we should worry about? And I think the answer is I don't believe it's going to be a large trend. I do think we're going to see it happen with some players at the higher level who can afford to answer the question, because you're going to get the question from the NFL of why should we think you won't decide that you're more important than our team at some significant point for some reason, like you're playing at the end of your contract or something like that. Why should we think differently why should we think you're not about the team, or, you know, that you're about the team first when you do this? They're going to have to answer that question. I think those two guys can answer it. I think you'll find a few guys who can afford to answer it or think they can. And then the other half of the equation is in lower tier bowl games. So there's two things here. One of them is it's clear that lower tier bowl games are not seen as nearly as important by players as they used to be. So I don't think it's a trend. I don't even think it's alarming. I don't think it's going to be something we see a lot of people do. There'll be a few people like a Shaq Linwood who shouldn't do it. It'll be actually bad for them to do it. But I don't think it's going to be a trend. I really don't. Maybe I'm wrong.
Talking with George Schroeder, USA Today. And then you have a guy who's not playing in a bowl game and is now not going to the NFL, Royce Freeman of the Ducks. Although I've been telling people for 3 weeks there's no way he's coming back. Injured a little bit this year. And to kind of tie it in, those guys as running backs, we know they have a very short shelf life. So are you at all surprised that Freeman decided to actually, after two fantastic years and one injury-riddled season, decided to come back and play next year?
No, I'm not. I think it's a right decision for both guys. I really do. Even in just if you just wanted to equate it to a business decision, I think it's right for both guys. First of all, you can get the insurance policies. Now, those are notoriously hard to pay out if you actually do get the injury that basically ends your career. But you can get those insurance policies, and they do occasionally pay out. And then secondly, and this is the thing, I'm assuming some draft evaluations and draft grades came back.
Yep.
And I'm assuming they weren't, especially maybe in the case of Royce, weren't what he might have hoped it would be. and there would be a question of whether you could up your status by coming back for another year. I think that was there, too. So, you know, and when you've been injured, then I think there's also the, it'd be nice to demonstrate some durability. So I don't, you know, I think it's the right decision. I wouldn't have faulted them if they went pro. Sometimes guys go and say, I don't care if I'm going in the third round or the fourth round or the fifth round or whatever, the second round or whatever, and I'm not going to make as much money as I think I could have. I've seen guys go late and people criticize it, and then they turn out to be good NFL players, and in that second contract they make a lot of money. So I'm not going to criticize you for going out early, even if I think maybe, you know, you could have gone a year later and upped your draft status. But I'm certainly not going to criticize you for coming back if you think you can do that, up your draft status.
Nah, I wouldn't criticize him, but I just, from the trend of Jonathan Stewart and Haloti Ngata, from Kenny Wheaton to LaMichael James to Marcus Mariota, it seems like just about every single solitary duck who had a chance to go in the first or second round left. So that's why I was surprised. It's not really an evaluation or a judgment, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get you. That's fair.
All right. Well, George, appreciate you coming on. I know you obviously got a lot to get to. You just covered that press conference. Probably need to get back home and submit a piece. We always appreciate you sharing your national view. You and your family have a healthy, happy, Merry Christmas, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Same here. Merry Christmas to everybody, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Steve.
Have a good one, George.
You too.